Morning.
Hello.
The day at College Gate starts just as it did back home, with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Recited in the Yupik language, or Yuktun. When College Gate began its Yupik immersion program 8 years ago, it had just one kindergarten class and added a new grade every year. Now, it's a tight-knit family that just got bigger. The new students play hard at recess. The school's daily routine seems to help them feel more grounded, something that's hard to do when you've lost everything.
It just felt like my house moved to the ocean.
Eline Aliagorea says she feels safer since she moved to Anchorage. She and her family were inside their home when the flood carried it off.
The house spinned really fast and we were like going down to the river and then we stopped. We hit something really hard 2 times and my living room window broke.
It's a nightmare that Aline says her new friends at the school are helping her to forget. Friends like Lily Lowen.
After something so big happening, they're still so like cheerful and they're so friendly and they were just so fun to be around and I'm really glad they are here.
Lily says this experience has been an opportunity to learn about something larger than yourself.
It makes me feel like I could be doing more to help even though I'm a kid.
But simply being a kid may be a bigger help than Lily realizes. To share jokes and play games like Boop.
No, she got you that time.
In Boop, you tag people on the nose, and then they're it. Add some pig snorts, and you get a real giggle fest going. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.